Hello there. Welcome to this episode of Naturally Resilient. I am so excited to get into all things spring. This is Shed and Bloom, embracing spring's vitality and joy. Spring is a time of rebirth and rejuvenation. And here in the Northern Hemisphere, it is in full bloom and reminding us to realign with nature's rhythms through this period of cleansing and renewal and shedding and beginnings and rebirth, not only for our physical body and our surroundings, but also for our inner world as well. Today, we'll explore the essence of spring, its energetic invitations, the significance of shedding and cleansing on multiple levels, and the pivotal role our inner children, or the initiate archetype, as it's referred to on Inner Spark's wheel, play during this season. So how they really support us in this whole rebirthing process. So let's dive in. Let's get into it. I am Devin. I am an integrative health expert, an Ayurvedic health advisor, and a holistic coach. And through the Inner Spark Method, I guide folks in navigating the complexities, the challenges of modern life, and support them in transforming health issues, stress, trauma, and shame into resilience, vitality, and joy through embracing and living the wisdom of nature's rhythms. You may learn more about me and my work at innerspark.life. So now, spring. A little caveat before we go any further is that if you are new to my work or just need a little refresher, I invite you to take everything that we discuss on both a literal, tangible level as well as a more energetic and metaphorical level. Yeah? Got that? Okay. So spring, the significance of spring. As winter gives way to spring, so we have turned the wheel, the seasons have changed, nature undergoes this real profound transformation. So this just kind of like reawakening. And those early signs of spring are so magical to me. It's like this life that is springing up from utter stillness, utter pausing and stopping in the dead of winter. And things can feel kind of like bleak for a while. There's this like, oh my goodness, are we going to pick it back up? Or is this heaviness, this stillness going to last forever? And it's interesting because when it comes, winter, we're usually so ready for that stillness, that resting period. And then a part of us knows, like, okay, we're not meant to stay here forever. And yet, when is it time? When is it time to reanimate, to bloom, to come out in all of our full splendor again? And so that's where spring comes. And spring is really this merging, this alchemy of earth and water. Earth and water, which of course creates mud. And mud is structure, fertility, possibilities. All life comes from mud, comes from this alchemy of earth and water. And as winter is here, you know, we need that magic element of sun and more heat to be that that catalyst for this earth and water. So this season of spring, rich in all things mud, and remember the caveat I gave you, this is literal and energetic. So yes, I'm literally talking about mud and also these more energetic qualities, and we'll get into that in a second. So this season of all things mud signals the turning of the wheel. It's a departure from winter's dryness. And in Ayurveda, this is the principle of kapha. So kapha is this earth and mud, and it's characterized by qualities of heaviness, wetness, steadiness, structure, stability. This is a time to visit our structures, our foundations, and to weed out anything that is creating unnecessary heaviness, dullness, or lethargy. So recall, during winter, those felt good. We wanted that. And even going back a little bit further, when autumn comes around, there is this like, oh, this exhale, this sense of relief. Like, spring and summer are all about this energy of doing and expressing and expanding. And we're not meant to be in any of these periods indefinitely. So we reach a point where we're kind of done and we're ready to slow down. We're ready for a different phase. And so at the time, it feels really good. But now you might be feeling that same sense of like, I'm ready for something else. I'm ready to explore and express. So this is a time, as I said, to revisit structure and to clear out anything that is unnecessarily heavy and creates dullness and lethargy. So this is inherently a time for detoxification and renewal, again, on all levels, literally and energetically. So in the body, the mind, the emotions, everything. This is a way to really ensure vibrant health and clarity in the seasons and months to come. In the dead of winter, the dead of summer, if you live where I live and it's so freaking hot, those things that brought warmth and comfort and heaviness are not going to feel appealing, right? Like pumpkin pie in the middle of July doesn't sound appealing. The qualities that it has are not the qualities that we need in that time. So when we can cleanse and support the physical now, we are better able to hear that innate wisdom that guides us, and we're better able to flow with whatever life brings us with more resilience and health on the physical level as well, so that our bodies can meet the differing demands and challenges of each season. Again, literally and metaphorically. Detoxes have become trendy in the last few decades, right? They're just like, everyone's got one for everything, and then it makes you feel like you need to do this for that and this for that thing. And it's not, just stop. It's so not complicated and doesn't require harsh practices and self-abuse and overcomplications and like a bajillion different supplements, which really just cause more harm and challenge to the body than not in most all cases. So when it comes to detoxification, less is more and allowance are the name of the game. So less is more and allowance. It's important to remember to detoxify, as in to release, shed, purify on all levels, not just the body. So spring challenges us to consider what we need to release in our physical bodies, in our spaces, and within ourselves emotionally, mentally, and energetically. This season calls for an energetic spring cleaning, urging us to lighten our load and embrace practices that foster internal and external clarity, lightness, purity. Incorporating nature's wisdom of this time into our routine can significantly enhance this literal and energetic cleansing. So adopting a lighter seasonal diet, right? Some of those early things that are in season for us, like carrots and radishes and those tender greens, are all really beautiful for providing that kind of jumpstart to our digestive fire after all of the heavy things that it was digesting for us during winter, and can support all of the processes that are taking place on a literal and energetic level. Turning to natural cleaning and self-care products, I shared some simple recipes for that in my newsletter recently, and engaging in practices that rebalance that energetic mud in your life, like I was talking about. So structures, say that five times fast, structures, supports, and that which brings heaviness. And so, like, again, we need that at all times. And then maybe in spring, a little bit less than we needed it in winter. So we're always going to have mud, and we need that. This essence of structure and stability is our physical body. So as long as we are here on this planet in our bodies, we're going to have mud, and we need that. We want to support structure. And we want to support it in the ways that it most needs support, with the fluctuations of the seasons and of our lives. So we want the mud. We want the mud. And this brings us to, okay, this is all great, but like, what do I do, and where and how do I begin, and what needs to be cleansed or purged from my life? And I don't know, where do I want to blossom and bloom? And this is where we can turn to the wisdom of our inner children, who are so with us all the time, and even more so during this time of spring. So the inner spark wheel, which I've spoken of many times on this podcast, and I have tons of resources on my blog, is composed of 8 archetypes correlating with the year's 8 seasons. So each of the 8 seasons is likened to an archetype on the inner spark wheel. And these energies, again, are literal and metaphorical, and they're with us at all times, no matter the calendar or the year or the season, I meant to say, or the year. Doesn't matter. They're always here. They're always with us. So during spring, this is the time of the initiate archetype, also known as our inner child. So this phase symbolizes beginnings, rebirth, innocence, and the uninhibited joy and curiosity that is our inner child, that propels us towards growth and discovery. Our inner children, or the initiate, have this real innate wisdom, and they know things. They know all the things. They know things about our true essence and the paths that authentically call us forward. They know what needs to be released in order for us to be on that path, to embark on that path's next leg, next phase. And so when we really tune into them, we're guided. We have the answers. We know what is next. We don't need to question, like, ooh, what do I need to let go of? You know, that's when it becomes a very kind of like mental pursuit and a kind of like outside in pursuit, where we're looking for some answer or we're trying to figure it out. And like, you already know. When we engage with this aspect of ourself, we get to allow our inner child to guide our process. So they can let us know what needs to be shed right now. And typically it's going to be something that just isn't feeling fun. And guess what? You're allowed to have fun. You're allowed for things to feel fun. And you're allowed to enjoy yourself. We get to also make space. And just as we prepare a garden, I don't know if you are a gardener like we are, but that preparation phase is very important. So we weed and we till. And this allows the new growth to really flourish, to have a clear space, to have all of the resources in the soil available for it. Yeah. So clearing that clutter, clearing those drainers, weeding and tilling, and setting the stage for what is wanting to come through you and flourish at this time. And something that's really fun to do, a fun practice I invite you to play with throughout spring, is letting your inner child or initiate lead you for a whole day. So just pick a day, ideally a day off, and letting them lead you. You know, starting first thing, like, what do they want to wear? What do they want to do? What can they share with you about what brings you joy and where to concentrate your precious energy? Not just, you know, for that day, but like in life, or for where you currently are in your current season of life and all that's to come. It can be really fun. There can be, you know, whatever it needs to be. Maybe there's dress up and dancing. Maybe it's going to a park. Maybe it's hanging out with friends. Maybe it's making art and getting dirty. Like, what do they want to do? Where can you embrace this newness, this new beginning, this studentship and being a beginner? That's really what the initiate archetype is all about. And our inner children, for the most part, didn't have a problem with that. They loved it. They were so curious and so open and playful. And it's been as life has happened, and maybe there's fear or insecurity around being new at something or not knowing something or looking dumb that gets in the way. And so where do you want to play? What is something new that is being asked to be explored? Spring and this opportunity to rejuvenate and align is a gift. So use it. This literal and energetic rebirth is here. And I really encourage you to use this as a time to reflect and cleanse and open yourself to the possibilities of all that could be. This is a lot of potentiality and flourishing and playing. As you navigate this transformative season, consider how you can integrate these principles into your life and enjoy the vibrancy and balance and enthusiasm and vigor that results. Thank you so much for being here with me today. For those seeking personalized guidance, I invite you to consider scheduling a session with me. You may learn more at innerspark.life. And let's continue this conversation on social media. Come share with me what your inner child wanted to do and what newness and beginnings you're embracing and what is being shed so that the energy can go into those new beginnings. Come share with me. Links are down in the show notes to connect, and I really look forward to sharing with you next time. Enjoy a spring filled with vitality and amazing fresh starts.